Side of the Lord's intervention, past behavior predicts future behavior. So, you think about it. What will people do? There'll be very, very few. Very few. Very few who are going to stand. Again, outside of the Lord's intervention, past behavior predicts future behavior. And that's a scary thing. It really is. Romans chapter 1, verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Here's what they did. They changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and the birds and four-footed beast, and creeping things. They brought God down to the level of the creature. Here's what God did. God gave them up. He let them go. And here's what they did. He gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. In other words, they permitted to go following their lusts. And as a result, they dishonored their own bodies between themselves. They changed the truth of God into a lie. They didn't believe God. They worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. So now the creature is above. Started out bringing God down to the same level. Now the creature is above God. Changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up. And the vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet or fitting. We spent the last 2 weeks on the subject of homosexuality. I want to continue that. We have stressed, it needs to be stressed, that homosexuality is not a natural sin. All sin is sin. That is true. We have seen that not all sin is the same. If it was, God would not differentiate in the Word of God. He wouldn't mention adultery, fornication, theft. It's all the same. He would just say sin. It's not all the same. There are natural sins. Then there's another category, unnatural. Homosexuality is an unnatural sin. We have stressed that the last 2 weeks. It's important that God's people understand that. So all sin is sin. Not all sin is the same. Not all sin is the same in degree. We saw that last week. All sin is bad. All sin is worse than you and I can even begin to imagine. There's no such thing as a little sin, because all sin is against the great God. But that being said, not all sin is to the same degree. Some is worse than others. That doesn't, again, imply that there are little sins. But some sin is worse than others. The Bible makes this very clear, and we pointed that out. We also began last week to look at the fact that sin is, that homosexuality is a behavior. It's unnatural. It is not the result of birth. No one is born a homosexual. It's a behavior. You see, if society can convince you that, well, this is just the way they were born, that's more argument to accept it. And that would make them a race rather than behavior. And in our society, race means entitlement. Entitlements. We're not talking about a race. We're talking about a behavior. And we saw last week how that this is a willful behavior. Not only is it a behavior, but as it goes on, the individuals involved in these things become very bold, very aggressive. We saw that last week. We closed with Genesis 19. The men of Sodom and Gomorrah, they were ready to knock down the door. They were very aggressive in their sin. We're there today, and it's going to become more so. Now, with that in mind, turn over to the book of Judges, chapter 19. We'll begin reading with verse 17. Again, this is referring back to Sodom and Gomorrah. But when he had lifted up his eyes, he saw a wayfaring man in the street of the city. The old man said, "Whither goest thou, and whence comest thou?" He said unto him, "We are passing from Bethlehem, Judah, toward the side of Ephraim. From thence am I." That's where I'm from. "And went to Bethlehem, Judah, but I am now going to the house of the Lord, and there is no man that receiveth me to house. Yet there is both straw and provender for asses, and there is bread and wine for me, and for thy handmaid, and for the young man which with thy servants, there is no want of anything." And the old man said, "Peace be with thee. Howsoever, let all thy wants fly upon me. Only lodge not in the street." So he brought him into his house and gave provender unto the asses, and they washed their feet and did eat and drink. And as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial. There's an identification with the sin that's about to be mentioned. Sons of Belial beset the house round about, and beat at the door, and spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, "Bring forth the man that came into thine house, that we may know him." And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them, and said unto them, "Nay, my brethren, nay, I pray you, do not so wickedly. Seeing that this man is come into mine house, do not this folly." Three things. We see it's wicked. It's foolish. Do not this wickedness. Do not this folly. And it is the act of the sons of Belial. Well, I know this man who's guilty of this sin, and he's a Christian. No, he isn't. He's a son of Belial. He He's not a Christian. He's not following Christ. And some, I've heard some say, well, they're just as much a Christian as I am. Well, that may be so. But they're not Christian. This sin is referred to as shameful and perverse. Verse 27 of Romans chapter 1. You notice working that which is unseemly. Working that which is unseemly. What's that mean? Well, it means that which is shameful. Well, I don't feel any shame at all. Maybe you don't. But that doesn't change. It's unseemly. It's unnatural. It's shameful. The word unseemly also means repulsive. It's sickening. It'll make us sick. And I'm not ashamed to say that it's sickening. It's what it is. It's inappropriate. Unseemly, that means it's not in accord with established standards. That's why they're trying to reestablish the standards, so that it will be in accord with the standards. But there needs to be a group of people who's not buying into the new standards. And that needs to be us. It's that which is perverse. Only those who have become fools will think there's no shame in this sin. And when homosexuality and lesbianism are accepted, when they're applauded and are rampant in a society, something's wrong. When someone's been married, male and female, 60 years, no big deal. But this man and man just got married and everybody's applauding, and they're heroes. That's a sick society. That's a society already under the judgment of God. So it becomes rampant. And when it does, when it's accepted, applauded, and rampant, it is a sure sign of the wrath of God. And in every case in the Old Testament, this sin results in the cataclysmic wrath. I got that word all twisted. Wrath of God as well. So it is a behavior. It's an unnatural behavior. It is connected with the sons of Belial, which we'll get to in a little bit. Probably not. What the scriptures teach concerning this sin, nowhere is any sin approved. Nowhere is this sin approved. It's always condemned. Same-sex relationships in the Bible were always, without exception, condemned. Read Leviticus 18:22. Leviticus 20, verse 13. It is wicked, it is sinful. We see that in Genesis 13:13, Genesis 18, verse 20. Both those scriptures referring to Sodom and Gomorrah. And people will be quick to point out today that you do know that homosexuality wasn't the only sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, we're very well aware of that. There were other sins. But don't put those other sins on the same level. There was one sin that led to the destroying wrath of God. So it's wicked, it's sinful. It's not only wicked and sinful, but notice in Genesis 13 and verse 13, "But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord." You could put a period there, you would have a complete thought, a complete sentence. But that's not where the period is. That's not where the sentence ends. There's another word, exceedingly. That word tells us that there are degrees. They were wicked and sinners, exceedingly, exceedingly, exceeding something else. Genesis 18, and we'll close, verse 20. "And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very." Okay, the very word "very" implies there's a degree being spoken of. There's a comparison. "And it is very grievous." All sin is grievous, more grievous than any of us realize. But this sin is said to be very grievous. So it's even worse. Again, no little sins, but there is a degree. It's very grievous, it's very evil, it's offensive, it's disgusting, it's vile, it's despicable. Someone may say, "Well, you're talking about my grandson or granddaughter." It doesn't matter. "Well, you're talking about my son," or it doesn't matter. God's people had better wake up. It may be a family member. It does not matter. It's very grievous. It's beyond reason. And you may, and most of us probably do, know people that are involved in this sin. Don't fall into the trap. "Well, you know, I go back when they were 8 years old and, you know, things happened." No, you're starting to make excuses. You're starting to try to lessen the degree of the abomination. You're heading down the wrong path. And nothing good can come out of it. Don't go there. I don't care who it is that's involved in the sin. It's extreme. It's very grievous. Doesn't matter who it is. Well, it's in our family, and probably most families today. It's in my family, probably most families today. If they look, it's there somewhere. So we've got to start making adjustments. No, I don't. You don't make adjustments. It's still the same sin. Still the same sin. Well, we'll get in trouble. Oh, well. We'll hurt their feelings. Oh, well. Still the same sin. And we'll finish up next week on this particular part of Romans chapter 1. Let's look to the Lord. Word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We pray, Lord, that you would help us in this day of wickedness that we live in. Lord, that you would just cause us, Lord, to love you, to always look to you. We pray, Lord, that you would meet with us this day, that you would draw us closer to thee. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.